Happy New Year! Welcome. Glad we all made it through another year to have another chance to have a great life. We're going to jump right in. As y'all know, I did a series on emotional abuse and trauma at the end of 2021. And I broke down a healthy woman, a broken woman, and a toxic woman. And I realized that the broken woman is the forgotten woman, because we have qualities that make us appear healthy, and then we also have some toxic traits. So we get lumped in to being toxic, which we're not toxic. And I say we because I am a part of this group of women, because I was broken. I was broken, and although I have a healthier and healthy self-esteem and love for myself now, I'm forever going to be that broken woman, because I know where I came from and I know what it feels like, and I know what I had to go through to get to where I am today. So I'm never going to forget where I came from, but I'm proud to be where I'm at. And I want to help other women to get there, but it's going to take work. And I want to dedicate as much of 2022 as I can to direct and identify with the broken woman. Because I think it's important to understand that she's the forgotten woman, because she's either presumed to be healthy because of the healthy characteristics and traits that we have, or she's presumed to be toxic and crazy because of those broken traits that we have. So no one ever puts us in the box that we are. We're broken, and we could go either way. We could either be healthy with the right love and support, or we're going to be toxic with the wrong love and support. So I want to work directly with women that have identified themselves as being a broken woman. And I want to make sure that I dedicate time and energy to that woman, because the toxic woman is not going to receive or understand, because they're so toxic that they don't realize that what they're doing is wrong, and they don't want to be told that what they're doing is wrong. So therefore, they're going to have a harder time to change and identify with their severely broken, with their brokenness. So it's not that I'm tossing them away and don't care. I do, but that woman has to come to the realization on her own, because the toxic woman will come into this platform where I'm trying to help the broken woman and bring that negative energy into what I'm trying to do for the broken woman. And understand, I say this because I want to deal with the woman that understands that there's going to be some tough conversations that's going to be had. There's going to be some constructive criticism. There's going to be some in your face, no coddling, no hand holding, just straight to the point that this is where we are, this is what we need to do, and there's no wavering in between. So if you don't separate the toxic from the broken, the ready from the willing from the unwilling, then it's going to muddy the waters. And at some point, I can dedicate my time and energy to the toxic woman, but that's going to take more patience, more time, more understanding, and a different approach. because the toxic woman is not ready to receive constructive criticism, the realistic approach to what has to happen in order to be this healthy woman. To be a healthy woman, you have to be able to say, I'm wrong. I didn't do this right. I did this right. I did that wrong. I need to work on this. I need to work on that. It's another level of ownership and accountability that you have to have in order to get to a healthy state of being. And the toxic woman is just not there yet. And that's just the reality of it. They're not. And I want the broken woman. I want the woman that say, you know what? I'm good. I have good qualities, but I'm broken. I'm not happy. I'm depressed. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not having the relationships that I want to have. I don't have the career that I want to have. I don't feel good about myself, but I want to. I realize that I'm doing some things wrong and I want to work on those things. That's the woman that I want to talk to, because this way we could jump right in and say, hey, you know what? This is where I'm at. This is what I want. What do I have to do to get there? And even if you're not there yet, you listen in and maybe at some point you will get there to a point that you are ready to do it. But I understand that everyone that listens will not agree, will not understand, will not be on the same page. And that's okay, because you're receiving it from the state that you are and the level that you are. And I'm not saying that that's a bad place to be if that's where you choose to be. These are all options. This is not a mandatory situation. This is not me telling you that this is where you should be, need to be. It's not that at all. This is for the woman that says, I have decided that I want to be XYZ. I have decided that I need to work in this area. I have decided that I no longer want to be depressed. I no longer want to feel lonely, unhappy, unfulfilled, unsatisfied. And I'm no longer want to walk around pretending like I have it all together and I don't. That's the woman that I'm speaking to. Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested, you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged and remember, experience is our best teacher.
Have you put in place the tools and marketing strategies that will drive the revenue and growth outcomes for your business? Are you looking to expand your brand and image nationally and globally? Commercials, podcasting, graphics, and marketing support are just some of the ways we can dress up your business for prime time. We are EliteConversations.com. To learn more about us, check us out at EliteConversations.com, our website, email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com, or call us at 301-900-5703. There are many people that need to know about the wonderful products and services you have to offer. Let Elite Conversations help you to get the word out.
So if you're happy where you are and you're happy with what you're doing and how you're doing it, that's fine. That's okay. I'm not saying that you have to change. I'm not saying that you need to change. I'm saying that if you're at that level and that's what you want and that's what you need in your life, then that's the person that I'm speaking to. I'm also going to be speaking to the people in a broken woman's life that loves her or trying to love her and is working with her, because there's certain things about a broken woman that's misunderstood. And the things that we need is relatively simple. But if you don't understand where we're coming from and the place that we're coming from, and the journey and the process that we have to go through to get to that healthy state, then it will cause conflict within the relationship. And that's where we give off those toxic vibes and those toxic traits, because we're in a state of being where we know that who we are is not where we want to be, but we just don't know how to overcome these traumas that is in our lives and the things that we were trained to do or learned to do through observation. And we have to change our belief system, what we believe should be, what we believe of ourselves. And that's a process, and the people in our lives that love us have to understand the process and what we need to heal and what we need to help identify and relate to being healthy. And sometimes the broken woman does not know what a healthy relationship looks like because they've never been in one, but they want one. They desire a healthy relationship, but just don't know what that looks like. And sometimes when a person is trying to help us into a healthy relationship, our thought process and patterns come from a place of insecurity and lack of trust. So there's little things that people can do in a broken woman's life is that will help this along. And like one of the main ones is just be honest. You know, it's not saying that it's going to change the reaction of the honesty. But once the smoke clears, a broken woman will appreciate and gravitate towards a honest person because there's no hit, is nothing. If a broken woman know you're going to be honest no matter what, and even if it hurts her, the reaction at first may not be pleasant. But once the smoke clears, that person is going to say, at least he's honest. At least she's honest with me. There's no hidden agenda with this person. So over time, the trust will be there and they will understand that, okay, things are going to happen. I'm not going to always be happy. I'm going to get hurt, but at least I know I can trust this person. This person is going to be honest with me no matter what. And that's what we need, because we're no longer looking for the shoe to drop. because we know that this person is going to be upfront with us. So that's a little bit of what I'm bringing to the Take My Life to 10 podcast show in 2022. And I look forward to it because I have so many real life scenarios and situations that I have been through that show where I was broken, show how I became broken. And I want to use those experiences to show you and relate with you, to let you know that it is possible. It is possible to go through things and overcome them, but it's not going to be easy. It's not. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to really do the work and understand that it feels so much better when you finally turn that corner. When you turn that corner and you have that love and you have that self-respect and you have that feeling of being okay with being with yourself, whether you're with someone or you're not, you're okay. And you can process things from a healthy viewpoint and not from a victim mentality or a shameful mentality or a guilt mentality, but just from a healthy space that is good for you and the people around you. And it doesn't always mean that you're going to get what you want. And it doesn't always mean that you have to sacrifice yourself to give people what they want. It's a healthy balance where you know where you stand, you know what you want, and you know what you're willing and not willing to put up with. And the people around you respect that. And you get them to the point where they respect you, respect your boundaries. And it is just a beautiful place to be, because then it opens up the space to be creative, to be your authentic self, to go after the things that you always wanted to do and or accomplish. So it opens up so many different areas in your life that you thought you would never be able to get to. And the key point of it is, you got to understand, it's never ending. That's why I can say we, because although I'm in a healthy space, I know that every day is still a work in progress, because every day I'm growing, I'm changing, I'm taking on new challenges, I'm taking on new events, I'm taking on new hobbies, I'm taking on different people, different personalities. So it's never ending. But it does help you have a healthy viewpoint and a healthy thought process in what you're doing and what you want. So I look forward to jumping into this topic for 2022. And I hope that you're waiting and will be enjoying this ride with me. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Take My Life to 10, The Broken Woman's Journey. And I look forward to talking to you next week. So have a beautiful week and think about what I said. Let people, if you know a woman that's broken, or if you know someone that can benefit from this conversation, or even men, if you know a man that's dealing with a broken woman, or a single man that's looking to get into a relationship, tell them to tune in. Tell them to tune in. This is all about learning and understanding that woman, because she's the forgotten woman and we don't want to forget her anymore. She's there's more broken women than any other woman, and you know, more broken than toxic. There's more broken women than healthy. We are the majority, but we're the forgotten. So tune in next week, Friday at 7 p.m. to Take My Life to 10, The Broken Woman's Journey. Have a good night.